मैं अभी स्टेज पर हमारे आज के जो सभी अतिथिगण हैं, मैं उनको आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगी। सर्वप्रथम मैं आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगी बीके डॉक्टर सीमा, आप स्टेज पर अपना आकर के स्थान ग्रहण करें। हम सभी करतल ध्वनि से हमारे जो सभी गेस्ट हैं स्टेज पर उनका स्वागत करते जाएंगे। प्रोफेसर रमेश चंद्र जी कोठारी, आई वुड लाइक टू इन्वाइट यू ऑन स्टेज। डॉक्टर शालिनी सिन्हा, आप भी मंच पर अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें। और आज के हमारे जो चेयरपर्सन हैं इस पूरे सेशन के, डॉक्टर श्री हरि जी, मैं आपको भी मंच पर आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगी, आप आकर के अपना स्थान ग्रहण करें। इस सत्र को शुरू करने से पहले हम 2 मिनट उस परमात्मा पिता की स्मृति में बैठेंगे और फिर हम इस सत्र का आरंभ करते हैं। इस 2 मिनट परमात्मा स्मृति में हम अपने माइंड को बहुत स्टेबल करते हैं और ये भी हमारे भारतीय संस्कृति के वैल्यू सिस्टम का एक हिस्सा है। मैं ब्रह्मा कुमारी बहनों से अनुरोध करूंगी कि हमारे बीच में हमारे जो गेस्ट हैं आप सभी को बैजेस और बुकेस के द्वारा स्वागत करेंगी। सर्वप्रथम मैं बहनों से अनुरोध करूंगी, हमारा जो आज का टॉपिक है इंटीग्रेशन ऑफ वैल्यू एजुकेशन फॉर एकेडमिक एक्सीलेंस, डॉक्टर श्री हरि जी चेयरपर्सन आज के सत्र के, रमेश चंद्र जी कोठारी, साथ ही साथ शालिनी सिन्हा जी और डॉक्टर बी के सिन्हा। आज का जो हमारा टॉपिक है वैल्यूज को इंटीग्रेट करना हमारे सिस्टम में, फैमिली सिस्टम में, सोसाइटी सिस्टम में और साथ ही साथ अपने आप के सेल्फ के सिस्टम में भी उसको फिट करना। वैसे भी हम सुनते हैं कि वैल्यूज सिखाई और पढ़ाई नहीं जा सकती हैं, हम अपने कर्मों द्वारा उसको प्रेजेंट कर सकते हैं और सामने वाला उससे लर्निंग ले सकता है। जो कि हमने कल की वर्कशॉप, जो हमारी कल वर्कशॉप हुई उसमें भी हमने बहुत ब्यूटीफुली एक्सप्रेशंस को ड्रॉ करके हमने उसको निकाला कि कैसे एक एजुकेटर का रोल है और कैसे वो अपनी लाइफ के द्वारा इंस्पायर कर सकता है बहुत सारे जो उनके साथ एसोसिएटेड हैं, चाहे बच्चे हैं, स्टाफ है, सोसाइटी का एसोसिएशन है। ये वैल्यूज हमारी लाइफ का फाउंडेशन और बेस है और साथ ही साथ में ये हमारी लाइफ को स्पीड देती है ताकि हम लाइफ की जो रेस है उसमें कभी भी पीछे न रहें और आगे की ओर बढ़ते ही जाए। कैसे इन वैल्यूज को हम अपने जीवन का एक हिस्सा बनाएं या हम बना भी रहे हैं और शायद हमें कॉन्शियसली हम उनको यूज कर भी पा रहे हैं और शायद सब कॉन्शियसली यूज कर रहे हैं। हम एक छोटी सी एक एक्टिविटी करें अगर आप सभी ठीक समझे तो। यस, आप सभी के पास नोटपैड पेन होगा आई थिंक, तो सभी प्लीज उसको ओपन कर लें। एक छोटा सा हम डिस्कशन अपने आप के साथ करेंगे और इसको हम बाहर निकालेंगे। आप सभी को अपनी लाइफ में जो हम म्यूजिक सुनते हैं तो आपका जो सबसे फेवरेट सॉन्ग है वो आपको लिखना है। आपको जो गाना बहुत ज्यादा पसंद है, जरूरी नहीं है ये स्पिरिचुअल हो, कोई भी सॉन्ग हो सकता है, वो आपको उसके अंदर लिखना है। यस, अपने पेन को खोल के नोटपैड पर वो लिखेंगे। यस, आप सभी ने लिखा? यस और नो? यस, ओके। इस सॉन्ग से कौन सी 2 वैल्यूज आपको लगता है आपको क्यों ये सॉन्ग पसंद आया और उसमें कौन सी वैल्यूज 2 हैं जो रिफ्लेक्ट हो रही हैं वो आपको लिखना है। उस गीत के माध्यम से कौन सी वैल्यू रिफ्लेक्ट हो रही है। सभी ने लिखा? यस। नेक्स्ट आपका है, आपको आपकी लाइफ का कोई ऐसा सीन या कोई नेचर का सीन हो सकता है, कोई इमेज हो सकती है, कौन सी इमेज है जो आपको बहुत ज्यादा पसंद है वो आपको लिखना है। कौन सा ऐसा सीनरी है, इमेज है जो आपने अपनी लाइफ में देखा और आपको बहुत पसंद है वो लिखना है। और उससे कौन सी दो वैल्यूज रिफ्लेक्ट हो रही है वो भी लिखना है। ये सभी ने लिख लिया है। ओके, सो ये चार वैल्यूज अभी हमारे पास आई हैं। कोई बताना चाहेंगे किन्होंने क्या वैल्यू लिखी है, क्या वैल्यू निकल करके आई? यस ब्रदर जी, आपका फेवरेट सॉन्ग? वेरी नाइस जी। करेज, टीम वी की भावना। ओके, वेरी नाइस। और सेकंड सीनरी? अच्छा। वेरी नाइस। वेरी नाइस, थैंक यू, थैंक यू। हम सभी क्लैप तो कर सकते हैं। सभी को सुनाई दिया? सभी को सुनाई दिया? उन्होंने फर्स्ट सॉन्ग जो बताया, हम होंगे कामयाब, वैल्यूज जो थी करेज और साथ में द फीलिंग ऑफ वी, हम की भावना। और दूसरा उन्होंने बताया उनको श्री हनुमान जी की पिक्चर बहुत पसंद है क्योंकि हिम्मत के साथ आगे बढ़ते हैं और कभी भी नेवर गिव अप। सो बहुत अच्छा। यस लास्ट ब्रदर, आप कुछ कहना चाहते थे? हाँ जी, लास्ट हम ये लेंगे। इतनी शक्ति हमें देना दाता, वेरी नाइस। कौन सी दो वैल्यूज इसमें से आती है? करेज है, पेशेंस है। और सीन, सीन सीनरी इमेज? अच्छा, हरिद्वार में भारत माता का मंदिर। तो क्या उसमें दो वैल्यूज हैं? समर्पण है जी, समन्वय की भावना है। वेरी नाइस, थैंक यू। हम भाई साहब के लिए भी तालियां बजाएंगे। सो हमने देखा कि बहुत छोटे छोटे एक्ट हैं, बहुत सारी चीजें हैं जो हम पसंद करते हैं, लेकिन उनसे भी वैल्यूज क्यों हम उनको पसंद करके हैं? क्योंकि कोई ना कोई वैल्यू सिस्टम हमारे अंदर ऐसा स्ट्रांगली बेस्ड है जिसके कारण हम उसमें से भी कुछ नई ग्रास्पिंग पावर लेते हैं। तो और ऐसी कौन सी टेक्निक्स हैं जिसके द्वारा हम अपने वैल्यू सिस्टम को, अपने वैल्यूज को जान पाए और उसको सिस्टम में इंटीग्रेट कर पाए, और कैसे हम उसको और आगे जीवन में अपना पाए? तो हमारे बीच में डॉक्टर बीके सीमा दीदी हैं, मैं आपको इन्वाइट करना चाहूंगी। डॉक्टर बीके सीमा दीदी जी इज एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर इन एंड टीचिंग इन अ कॉलेज ऑफ एजुकेशन लुधियाना पंजाब। टीचिंग, शी इज टीचिंग टू बीएड एंड एमएड स्टूडेंट्स एंड ऑल्सो गाइडिंग द रिसर्च वर्क ऑफ पीएचडी स्टूडेंट्स एंड शी इज अ रेगुलर स्टूडेंट ऑफ ब्रह्मा कुमारीज। सो आई वुड लाइक टू इन्वाइट डॉक्टर बीके सीमा एंड शी विल शेयर हर व्यूज ऑन द सेट टॉपिक। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। हॉल में आवाज नहीं आ रही। ब्रेकफास्ट मिला था सुबह? ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज का हमारा टॉपिक इंटेग्रेशन ऑफ वैल्यू एजुकेशन फॉर एकेडमिक एक्सेलेंस। वैल्यूज का मीनिंग क्या है? वैल्यूज आर द principles, standards, ideals which are essential to lead life as a social being. Education ka meaning kya hai? Dallas jo hamare international commission UNESCO ke dwara ye jo commission bithaya gaya jiske chairman Jacques Dallas ne ki, फोर पिलर्स ऑफ एजुकेशन की बात करी गई। वन वॉज अबिलिटी टू नो, अबिलिटी टू डू, एबिलिटी टू बी एंड एबिलिटी टू लिव टुगेदर। पहली जो लर्निंग है नॉलेज एंड डूइंग, वी आर डूइंग वेरी वेल इन द क्लासरूम्स। एक है इंटेलेक्चुअल एबिलिटी, दूसरी है एक्विजिशन ऑफ स्किल्स। लेकिन जो लास्ट के टू पिलर्स हैं उस पर अभी बहुत सा काम करना है। बीइंग का ना पता होने की बजाय हम अपने आप को डूइंग के वे से प्रेजेंट करते हैं। एकेडेमिक एक्सेलेंस, नो डाउट इसका एक मीनिंग स्कॉलेस्टिक एबिलिटी भी निकलता है, जिसके साथ अगर मैं लिंक करूं, अभी हम जयपुर में एक कॉन्फ्रेंस के लिए गए थे। बाहर के सीन सीनरियों के अलावा जो चीज हमें अट्रैक्ट कर रही थी, वहां के जयपुर इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज एंड रिसर्च सेंटर में बनी हुई थॉट लैब, हम अपने पूरे स्टाफ के साथ, हमारे प्रिंसिपल मैम भी थे, सुबह के टाइम वो थॉट लैब देखने के लिए गए। हमने कहा टाइम कम है, इसके बाद कॉन्फ्रेंस शुरू होने वाली है, पूरा उन्होंने बहुत प्यार से दिखाया, लेकिन आप अपनी थॉट लैब को, जो कि यूजीसी की ग्रांट से बनी है, आप टीचर्स को हम बताना चाहेंगे, भले उनको बहुत सारी लेटर्स डालनी पड़ी एंड में आकर के उनका ये प्रोजेक्ट पास हुआ, हमने कहा थोड़े से शब्दों में आप सम अप कर दीजिए अपने इस थॉट लैब के बारे में। उन्होंने कहा हमारे कॉन्टैक्ट में एक ऐसा स्टूडेंट आया जिसकी 18 सब्जेक्ट्स में सप्ली आ चुकी थी, कंपार्टमेंट थी 18 सब्जेक्ट्स, यू कैन वेरी वेल इमेजिन। एक के बाद दूसरा बढ़ता चला गया और वो बच्चा धीरे धीरे इतना फ्रस्ट्रेशन में आ गया कि अब ये इतने सब्जेक्ट्स में कंप्लीट करना, उसको पार करना इतना आसान नहीं है। जब इन लैब वालों के कॉन्टैक्ट में आया, इन्होंने इस बच्चे को मेडिटेशन सिखानी शुरू करी। हम आपको बताना चाहेंगे मेडिटेशन एंड वैल्यूज का सिम्बियोटिक रिलेशनशिप है। सिम्बियोटिक रिलेशनशिप माना, जैसे जैसे जीवन में वैल्यूज आती हैं तब ये मेडिटेशन का द्वार खुलता है, और जैसे जैसे हम मेडिटेशन करते हैं हमारे जीवन में वैल्यूज आती चली जाती हैं। तो बच्चे को मेडिटेशन सिखाना शुरू करा। एक कोई सम्मान का पॉइंट, सेल्फ एस्टीम का पॉइंट, अर्ली मॉर्निंग उसको 108 बार लिखना होता था और रात को वही 108 बार सम्मान का, सेल्फ कॉन्सेप्ट का पॉइंट वो लिखना होता था। कमाल की बात ये रही, एक ही अटेम्प्ट में उस बच्चे ने 18 के 18 सब्जेक्ट्स क्लियर कर डाले। और जिस बच्चे को नौकरी की चिंता थी, वो बच्चा आज ह्यूमन रिसोर्स में, उसमें हाई पोजिशंस में है, मे बी द मैनेजर। और वो बच्चा कह रहा था, वो स्टूडेंट कह रहा था, कहां मेरे को नौकरी की चिंता थी, आज मैं दूसरों को नौकरी दे रहा हूं। वैल्यू एजुकेशन का डायरेक्ट स्कॉलेस्टिक एबिलिटी के साथ, एकेडमिक एक्सेलेंस के साथ संबंध है। लेकिन कहीं कहीं पर ऐसे भी केसेस मिलेंगे जहां पर उस तरीके की स्कॉलेस्टिक एबिलिटी नहीं थी। सचिन तेंदुलकर जी का एग्जाम्पल ले लीजिए, मैट्रिक में 3 बार फेल हुए लेकिन वर्ल्ड के वन ऑफ द बेस्ट बैट्समैन में आज उनका नाम है, जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ सम ऑफ द वैल्यूज विच ही इज हैविंग इन हिज पर्सनैलिटी। इसका ब्रॉडर मीनिंग क्या है एकेडेमिक एक्सेलेंस का? एक्सेलेंस टू एक्सेल, यहां पर एक चीज को समझ लेंगे, किसी कंपटीशन की बात नहीं है, किसी को रेस में पीछे छोड़ना और आगे बढ़ने की बात यहां पर एक्सेलेंस में नहीं है। फिर एक्सेलेंस का मीनिंग क्या है? एक्सेलेंस मींस डूइंग द बेस्ट एज पर वंस ओन कैपेबिलिटी एंड कैपेसिटी, दिस इज एक्सेलेंस। और एकेडेमिक का मीनिंग क्या है ब्रॉडर टर्म्स में? To think in a positive manner, to take accurate decisions, and to act and perform in a creative way, this is academic. अब जहां तक हम value education की बात करें, वैल्यूज में से, एजुकेशन में से अगर वैल्यूज को हम माइनस कर देंगे तो बस फिर जो बना बनाया सिलेबस आया है, हमने क्लासरूम में पढ़ा दिया, कोई बड़ी बात नहीं हुई। एक उदाहरण के द्वारा इस बात को बताना चाहूंगी। एक बार यंग लेडी जिसने बीएड करी हुई थी, एमएड करी हुई थी, एक और पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन भी करी हुई थी, वेरी गुड मार्क्स थ्रू आउट, बहुत से और सर्टिफिकेट्स फाइल में, एक दिन स्कूल में अपनी बच्ची को जो कि केजीज क्लास में थी, गाड़ी उठाई, ड्राइव करने लगी, ड्राइवर को मना किया, स्कूल के ड्राइवर को, आज मेरी बच्ची को लेने ना आना। स्कूल में बच्ची को लेने चली गई, छुट्टी होने से पहले छुट्टी दिलवाई, आकर के एक रेलवे क्रॉसिंग के पास गाड़ी को खड़े कर लिया। गाड़ी लेट थी, वहीं पर खड़ी रही। बच्चे ने कहा भूख लगी है, कुछ पास की शॉप से दिलवाया भी। इतनी देर में जब गाड़ी आई, अपने भाई को फोन किया, फलां जगह से गाड़ी को उठा करके ले जाना। अब भाई इतने डिस्टेंस पर कैसे भी करता हुआ वहां नहीं पहुंच सकता था। सबसे पहले उसने अपनी बच्ची को रेलवे लाइन पर उस ट्रेन के लिए रखा और फिर उसके बाद खुद वहां पर लेट गई। कौन सी एजुकेशन की हम बात कर रहे हैं? हम सब टीचर्स ने पढ़ाया होगा उस बच्ची को, कौन सी ऐसी वैल्यूज उसकी लाइफ में लैक कर रही थी जिसकी वजह से वो जीना नहीं चाहती थी। हम उस सिलेबस की बात नहीं कर रहे हैं। क्लासरूम में हम एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म पढ़ाते हैं। पहली बात तो हम अपने स्टूडेंट्स को कभी नहीं कहते कि ये वेस्टर्न फिलॉसफी है, ये इंडियन फिलॉसफी ही है एग्जिस्टेंशियलिज्म। वो सेंट्स थे, उन्होंने इंडियन फिलॉसफी को समझा और अपने कुछ एक पॉइंट्स बताए कि सबसे पहले एक मैन की सर्वाइवल जरूरी है, बाद में दूसरी बातें आती हैं। इसी से लिंक करती हूं, उसी ने जो बताया है, सबसे पहले उन्होंने फ्रीडम की वैल्यू की बात करी है और दूसरी चीज, इस फ्रीडम में हमारे पास हर सिचुएशन में चॉइसेस होती हैं। और तीसरी बात, जिस चॉइस को हमने ले लिया, डिसीजन को ले लिया और उसके अकॉर्डिंगली एक्ट कर दिया, फिर वो हमारी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी होती है। किसी और के साथ ब्लेम गेम हम नहीं खेल सकते। इसी सिचुएशन को अगर हम लें, ट्रेन में आकर के अपनी बच्ची को भी रख देना और खुद भी, क्या उसके सामने कोई चॉइस नहीं थी? बहुत सी चॉइसेस थी। कुछ दिन मायके चली जाती, अपने पेरेंट्स के पास चली जाती, घर में कुछ ऐसा वातावरण था, तो इतना बड़ा क्या भी, हस्बैंड था, उसकी मदर थी, खुद थी और बच्ची थी, ये चार जनों का परिवार था। कितनी चैलेंजिंग सिचुएशंस उसकी लाइफ में आई होंगी। थोड़े दिन मायके जा सकती थी, अपने हस्बैंड को लेकर के थोड़े दिन अलग रह सकते थे, नहीं हस्बैंड मान रहा था, बच्ची को लेकर के, इतनी पढ़ी लिखी थी, जॉब कर सकती थी। हर पल हमारे पास चॉइसेस होती हैं, लेकिन हम भूल जाते हैं उन सब चीजों के बारे में। जहां तक वैल्यू एजुकेशन का सवाल है, एजुकेशन का शब्द सुनते ही मन में आता है टीचर्स ने ये वैल्यू सिखानी थी। हम आपको बताना चाहेंगे, स्कूल कॉलेज या यूनिवर्सिटी में बच्चा ज्यादा से ज्यादा 5 घंटे, 6 घंटे, 7 घंटे, 8 घंटे, इससे ज्यादा नहीं रहता है। बाकी के 16 घंटे वो पेरेंट्स के पास होता है। इसलिए पेरेंट्स आर ऑल्सो इक्वली रेस्पॉन्सिबल टू टीच द वैल्यूज। तीसरा जो वैल्यूज को टीच करने के लिए है, मीडिया। ये तीनों जिम्मेवार है। मीडिया, चाहे तो प्रिंट मीडिया की बात करें, चाहे तो इलेक्ट्रॉनिक मीडिया की बात करें, एफएम, टीवी, जितने भी सोशल मीडिया, सोशल नेटवर्किंग, जिसमें हम व्हाट्सएप, ट्विटर एंड इंस्टाग्राम, ये सब के सब वैल्यूज का सोर्स होने चाहिए, लेकिन आज वो नहीं है। टीचर की जहां तक बात है, अलग से आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड सेमेस्टर सिस्टम है, अलग से सिस्टर कहां टाइम है वैल्यूज को पढ़ाने का। आई एम ऑल्सो अ टीचर, आई एम स्टिल इन जॉब, लेकिन एक टीचर अपना कोई भी सब्जेक्ट पढ़ाता हुआ, कोई भी टॉपिक पढ़ाता हुआ, वेरी स्मार्टली उसको वैल्यूज के साथ लिंक कर सकता है। फिजिक्स का टीचर पढ़ाते हुए बता सकता है एटॉमिक रिएक्टर इज द सेम बट इट हैज कंस्ट्रक्टिव यूजेस आल्सो एंड इट हैज डिस्ट्रक्टिव यूजेस आल्सो। केमिस्ट्री का टीचर एंगर मैनेजमेंट के लिए, जैसे ही हम गुस्सा करते हैं हमारी बॉडी की केमिस्ट्री बायोकेमिस्ट्री उस टाइम पे क्या होती है, कहां कहां इसका प्रभाव पड़ता है, बहुत स्मार्टली लिंक कर सकता है। बॉटनी का टीचर एज यू सो सोशल यू रीप कर्मा फिलॉसफी की तरफ उनका ध्यान खिंचवा सकता है। जहां तक पेरेंट्स की बात है, पेरेंट्स कौन सी चीजें सिखा रहे हैं? छोटा सा बच्चा अगर आकर के कहता है मेरे को आप फला बच्चा आज और नाम लेकर के चिढ़ा रहा था, मेरे को फला बच्चे ने मारा, तुरंत माँ बाप कहते हैं कल तू उसको 2 मार करके आना। अपने दिल में सोचते हैं हमने उनको ब्रेवरी सिखा दी, हमने उसको करेज सिखा दिया। सच जानना, उन पेरेंट्स ने अपने बच्चे को बहुत कमजोर बना दिया, बच्चे के सम्मान को नीचे गिरा दिया, और तो और बच्चे के हाथ में एक ऐसा फॉर्मूला दे दिया जिसको बच्चे को पता चल गया कि कोई भी रास्ते में आए उसको एक थप्पड़ लगाना है, और कल को आप सब मेरी बात से सहमत होंगे वही बच्चा अपने पेरेंट्स के लिए भी ये फॉर्मूला को इस्तेमाल करता है, क्योंकि आपने एक फॉर्मूला सिखाया है। कितने पेरेंट्स हैं वो देसी घी खिलाना है, इसको ये खिलाना है, मक्खन खिलाना है, अच्छा खाना खिलाना है, फिजिकल फिटनेस की तरफ ध्यान दे रहे हैं। कितने पेरेंट्स हैं जो अपने बच्चे को इमोशनली कॉम्पिटेंट बना रहे हैं? कितनी डिपेंडेंसी बढ़ रही है जीवन में? मेरे को प्यार से बात करना, मेरा तो रिस्पेक्ट ही नहीं हुआ जब मैं वहां माउंट आबू में गया। वी आर डिपेंडेंट अपॉन द पीपल, हमें कोई रिस्पेक्ट दे, हमारे अंदर की सेल्फ कॉन्सेप्ट इतना हाई हो, उस सभा में हमें कोई पहचान रहा है या नहीं पहचान रहा, लेकिन हमें अपनी वर्थ का मालूम होना चाहिए। जहां तक मीडिया की बात है, एक FM जरूर है, रेडियो जरूर है जो आज भी भजन या प्रेयर से अपने दिन की शुरुआत करता है, लेकिन टीवी और प्रिंट मीडिया में कहां ये वैल्यूज खो गई हैं। अगर आप फर्स्ट पेज ही उठा करके देखेंगे ऑल नेगेटिव न्यूज। अगर आपने मीडिया का पॉजिटिव रोल देखना है, यहाँ के गॉडलीवुड स्टूडियो में होने वाली रिकॉर्डिंग्स, यहाँ के द्वारा चलाया जाने वाला पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल, जिस घर में भी थोड़ा भी अशांति का वातावरण रहता है, घर की बात दीदी किसी को बता भी नहीं सकते, उनको हम कहेंगे सुबह उठते ही सबसे पहले पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल का स्विच ऑन कर लेना। आप ब्रेकफास्ट बना रहे हैं, यू आर गेटिंग रेडी टू गो फॉर योर वर्क, चलते चलते फैमिली मेंबर्स में से किसी के भी कान में एक सेंटेंस भी अंदर चला गया, पहली बात तो दिन भर देखना आपका दिन कैसे स्पेंड होता है और धीरे धीरे लाइफ कैसे बनने लगती है, अजमा करके देख लेना, टेक इट एज अ एक्सपेरिमेंट। जहां तक वैल्यू एजुकेशन, इसको इंटेग्रेट करना है, हर सब्जेक्ट पढ़ाते हुए हमने एजुकेशन के साथ वैल्यूज को मिलाना है, चाहे वो कॉमर्स का टीचर है, चाहे वो इकोनॉमिक्स का टीचर है, कोई सा भी, इतना टाइम नहीं है कि हम हर सब्जेक्ट के साथ उसको लिंक करके बता सकें। सुबह एक चाय का कप भी हाथ में आता है, दूध कहाँ से आया है, टी लीव्स कहाँ से आई है, शुगर केन कहाँ पे उगती है, कहाँ पर चीनी की फैक्ट्री है, सो मच इंटरडिपेंडेंस इज देयर ओनली फॉर अ कप ऑफ टी। ज्योग्राफी का टीचर, ये जितने भी हम अपने कल्चर बना करके बैठे हैं, वो टीचर बता सकता है कि जितनी भी ये हमारी फूड हैबिट्स हैं, जिस तरीके की वहां पर क्रॉप्स उगती हैं, उस अकॉर्डिंगली हमारा खाना पहरावा और बोलने का ढंग उस तरीके का होता है। एक हमारी PhD की स्टूडेंट ने बताया कि मैम देर इज वन कॉन्टिनेंटल थ्योरी, एक ही कॉन्टिनेंट था, जो सभ्यताएं नदी के पास थी वो इस तरीके से पनपी, बहुत सिविलाइज्ड हो गई, और उन्होंने अपने डेड बॉडी को, एनफ वुड थी एनफ उस थी, जलाना शुरू करा, और जो थोड़ी सी रिवर से पहले दूर थी उन्होंने अपनी डेड बॉडीज को दबाना शुरू करा। आज हमने उसको एक इतना बड़ा धार्मिक कस्टम और ट्रेडिशन माना हुआ है, ये वो क्लास का है, ये क्लास का। लेकिन ज्योग्राफी का टीचर ये भ्रांतियों को दूर कर सकता है। अब ये जो वैल्यू एजुकेशन की बात आती है, अगर मैं सिंपल सा एक ही लाइन में इसका मीनिंग बताऊं, व्हाट इज वैल्यू एजुकेशन? वैल्यू एजुकेशन मींस लर्निंग टू नो द सेल्फ एंड लर्निंग द विजडम ऑफ लाइफ। जहां हम विजडम शब्द यूज कर रहे हैं, इट्स नॉट द इंफॉर्मेशन। इंफॉर्मेशन इज दैट विच कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग। नॉलेज जो आप यहां पर तीन दिन से सुन रहे हैं, दैट इज शाश्वत सत्य ज्ञान, जो कल भी था, आने वाले कल में भी रहेगा, जिसको हम क्लासरूम में एपिस्टेमोलॉजी कहते हैं। लेकिन जो कुछ यहां पर इस यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ाया जाता है, किसी दिन कोई लाइफ में ऐसी चैलेंज आया, कोई ऐसी सिचुएशन आई और इस ज्ञान को अप्लाई कर लिया, उस दिन वो नॉलेज नहीं रह जाएगा, उस दिन वो विवेक बन जाएगा, विजडम बन जाएगा। किसी एक प्रिंसिपल ने यहां पर अपना, जैसे लास्ट डे आप भी अपने एक्सपीरियंसेस शेयर करोगे, आई स्टिल रिमेम्बर जो उन्होंने कहा एक ही लाइन में, कि मैं आज 47 इयर्स का हूं, जो मैंने 47 इयर्स में पढ़ाई करी है और जो मैंने यहां पर तीन दिन में सीखा है, अगर तराजू में रखा जाए तो इस तीन दिन वाले ज्ञान का पलड़ा भारी है। और आप में से बहुत लोग भी इस चीज को अंदर महसूस कर रहे होंगे। जहां तक नोइंग द सेल्फ की बात है, आपने पूरा का पूरा लेसन कर लिया है। हम कई बार सोचते होते हैं केजी क्लास से लेकर के पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन क्लास तक, कहीं तक करिकुलम में हम सेल्फ के बारे में नहीं पढ़ा रहे हैं। जो ज्ञान इस स्पिरिचुअल यूनिवर्सिटी में दिया जाता है, किसी मैनेजमेंट कॉलेज में, किसी इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज में, किसी मेडिकल कॉलेज में या किसी और कॉलेज में नहीं दिया जाता। सिंपल अगर केजी क्लासेस की भी एग्जाम्पल लें, चाहे मदर पढ़ा रही है, फादर पढ़ा रहे हैं या टीचर पढ़ा रही है, हम सारे बॉडी पार्ट्स सिखाते हैं बच्चे को, लेकिन ये जो सोल है इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड, इसके बारे में हम कोई भी नहीं बताते हैं। जिसके निकल जाने से पूरा का पूरा शरीर ढेढ़हरी हो जाता है। इस सेल्फ को समझने के लिए और इसको पक्का करने के लिए समझ तो लिया ही है आपने, क्योंकि वैल्यू एजुकेशन का मीनिंग ही ये है जो सोक्रेट्स ने कहा, नो दाई सेल्फ। इट इज द रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द सेल्फ। हमारे वेदास एंड उपनिषद सबका सार यही है, रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द सेल्फ, इस सेल्फ को जानना। एक ही उदाहरण से थोड़ा और पक्का करते हैं। अगर कोई काम करते नाइफ लग जाए उंगली पे, दर्द होगा? होगा। लेकिन दर्द कहां पर होगा? मान लो किसी गर्म चीज से उंगली छू जाए तो दर्द होगा? होगा। अगला क्वेश्चन है, उंगली पर ही दर्द होगा, पूरी बाजू में दर्द होगा, जब पूरे शरीर में उसकी एक झंझनाहट सेंसेशन पहुंच जाएगी, जब ब्रेन में दर्द होगा, दर्द कहां पर होगा? अलग अलग आंसर्स होंगे आपके, लेकिन हम आपको बताना चाहेंगे कि यहां से जब ये आत्मा निकल गई, अब उसको जगह जगह से काटा जाए तो क्या दर्द होगा? दर्द होगा। उसको बर्फ की सिल्लियों पे रख दिया जाए, क्या दर्द होगा? उसको एक बंद बॉक्स में रख दिया जाए, क्या दर्द होगा? उसको अब जलती हुई लकड़ियों पे रख दिया गया, पहले इतनी सी हीट से दर्द हुआ, अब पूरी की पूरी बॉडी को जलती हुई लकड़ियों पे रख दिया गया, दर्द होगा? दर्द किसको हो रहा था? जब किसी प्रॉब्लम का डायग्नोस हो जाता है, उसका ट्रीटमेंट, उसका क्योर, उसकी हीलिंग आसान हो जाती है। इसलिए अंत में हम सिर्फ आपको यही कहना चाहेंगे, यहां पर तो केवल आपको थोड़ा सा टेस्ट करवाया गया, पूरा का पूरा आप कोर्स नहीं कर पाएंगे। यहां पर आपका बहुत शॉर्ट स्टे है। जब भी आप अपने सेंटर वापस जाएंगे, वहां की सिस्टर्स आपको डिटेल में पूरा का पूरा आप इस कोर्स को रिलीज कर पाएंगे। और अगर आप उस कोर्स में पास हो गए तो जो एडवांस लर्नर्स क्लास है इनकी, जिसको हम मुरली क्लास कहते हैं, गॉडली वर्जन्स क्लास, फिर आपकी नेक्स्ट उस क्लास में प्रमोशन हो जाएगी। याद रखना, इस स्पिरिचुअल यूनिवर्सिटी में एनरोलमेंट मुश्किल है, एडमिशन थोड़ी मुश्किल है, लेकिन उसके बाद प्रमोशन अपने आप होती चली जाती है। थैंक यू। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू सीमा दीदी, बहुत ब्यूटीफुली आपने एक्सप्लेन किया कि कैसे हम वैल्यू सिस्टम को इंटीग्रेट करें अपनी लाइफ में फर्स्ट, और उसके लिए भी क्या चाहिए, पहले उसके लिए भी क्या चाहिए, जाना तो हमने है कि हम कौन, लेकिन ये रियलाइजेशन चाहिए, अवेयरनेस चाहिए कि मैं कौन और मेरी वैल्यू सिस्टम में वो 7 in 8 क्वालिटीज हैं जिसको मुझे अपनी लाइफ में इंटीग्रेट करना है और अपने हर कर्म के साथ उसको एसोसिएट करना है। थैंक यू सीमा दीदी फॉर योर प्रीशियस वर्ड्स। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट मिस्टर रमेश चंद्र जी कोठारी। आप फॉर्मर वाइस चांसलर हैं VNSGU यूनिवर्सिटी सूरत। He has started his career as primary teacher and then he has progressed as a reader, then head and then dean and then the vice chancellor in Surat in VNSGU University. He has written 20 books and in 250 publications, and he has delivered his lectures in 500 seminars, 500 lectures he has delivered in various institutions and conferences, and he has received 5 awards: NCERT award for best paper, Gujarati Kshatriya London for excellence in education, Bhaitai award for contribution in education, and he has done completed his 20 research projects, and also 22 PhD students completed their PhD under his guidance. He is the president of CTE and CTE Gujarat and also national advisor of CTE. So I would like to invite Mr. Ramesh Chandraji to share his views.
Namaskar. Om Shanti. This main speaker of this particular session, Dr. B.K. Seema, and I acknowledge all you, madam. I am here because of her, because I had visited her college many times. But last time, as she quoted, that we were at Jaipur National University, where she was there, she guided me, and when I said which center I should write, she said, "You write Dr. Seema Chopra," and I have written, and I am thankful to B.K. Sumanji also that she was kind enough to accept our registration. Dr. Shalini Sinha, Dr. Sri Hari, Dr. B.K. Divyaji. Topic is quite difficult because we want to integrate the value education, and that too for excellence. Now, what is the role of education? As said, there is no clarity in entire India about the role of education. Everybody speaks of his own thing, that this should be done. Arts faculty will go for a different things. Science faculty will go for a different things, but there is no common goal. It's not that it is not identified. It is identified at a various levels, but somehow still confusion is there. But everybody agrees that ultimately the goal of education is an all-round development. Now, where we stress in all-round development, we say that he should be very strong and intellectual development should be there. I think all our faculties are doing best for this intellectual development. Mental development. Baudhik vikas, jise bolte hain. Uske liye hamara dimag strong hona chahiye. Then second is psychomotor domain. Toh ek teacher hai, toh kam se kam 3 ghanta khada rehne ke usme takat honi chahiye. He must be able to stand. Gandhi ji ne bhi hui vyakhya ko pramanit ki, ki head, second is hand, and what we are discussing today, it deals with the third part, that is affective domain. Bhav Pradesh bolte hain. Pehle bola ki Gnana Pradesh, Kriyatmak Pradesh, dusra bola, and third is भाव प्रदेश, एफेक्टिव डोमेन, जिसे हमारा इमोशनल डेवलपमेंट होता है. यस्टरडे ऑल्सो समवन डिस्कस अबाउट द स्पिरिचुअल कोशंट एंड आई थिंक वन ऑफ द बी के सुनीता हैज डन हर रिसर्च ऑन स्पिरिचुअल कोशंट एंड इन माई यूनिवर्सिटी वेयर आई वॉज द वाइस चांसलर एंड आई वॉज वन ऑफ द सेम्प्रिक यूनिट इन दैट पर्टिकुलर रिसर्च स्टडी. नाउ वॉट एजुकेशन इज सपोज टू डू, एजुकेशन इज सपोज टू क्लेरिफाई द रेलेवेंस ऑफ पर्टिकुलर ऑब्जेक्ट, इवेंट और सिचुएशन एंड यू हैव टू एक्सप्लेन दैट वाई इट इज रिलेवेंट एंड दैट इज नॉट हैपनिंग. आई स्टडीड माई मैथमेटिक्स MSc. आई स्टिल टूडे कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड वाई बर्नौलीज थियरम वॉज टॉट, वाई टेलर्स थियरम वॉज टॉट, सो दैट इंटीग्रेशन वॉज लैकिंग एंड हियर वी वॉन्ट टू इंटीग्रेट अवर वैल्यू सिस्टम. सो वॉट आर द फैक्टर्स रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर दैट, इज इट क्लियर? देन इट बिकम्स वैल्यूएबल. सो फर्स्ट यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू ऑफ दैट पर्टिकुलर थिंग, इवेंट, वॉट एवर इट मे बी. सो मेन फंक्शन ऑफ एजुकेशन इज टू आइडेंटिफाई values and make them to understand. So first of all we have to understand the values. And now I think we are using the jargons, still the word value is not clear. If you see in our curriculum also, we have curricular activities, we have co-curricular activities, we have extracurricular activities, and as a result there is a lots of load on the part of the student. Not loads of curriculum, but also the load of understanding, what Professor Yaspalji said in Learning Without Burden. There is lots of burden, not of the syllabus, but also we are not able to understand the things. So affective domain relates where, how values comes. It is said by, I think, Benjamin Bloom in 1956, that you are first receiving something, you receive something. Then on that you respond. Suppose आपने ब्रह्मा कुमारी के बारे में कुछ सुना, then you immediately respond to it, कि what is that? Then you try to understand it. Then you agree to respond on that. Third parties, you agree to respond on that. And after that, respond with own willingness. Then only you will be able to understand. So respond with own willingness. And then comes the valuing. Then एक शब्द है, उस पर आप वैल्यू करते हैं कि वॉट एवर इट मे बी, सो यू वैल्यू दैट एंड आफ्टर दैट देर विल बी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ऑफ वैल्यूज एंड देन देर विल बी कैरेक्टराइजेशन ऑफ एंटायर थिंग. एक संगठन बन जाता है, जैसे एक ब्रह्मा कुमारी संगठन है, ऐसे एक संगठन बन जाता है, वहां से वैल्यू शुरू होती है. सो दिस इज द सिस्टम गिवन बाय देम. सो फॉर दिस इट, जैसे मैडम ने बताया कि बच्चा 5 घंटा स्कूल में रहता है, तो ही हैज लॉट्स ऑफ फेथ इन द टीचर. बटा बाकी का काम तो पेरेंट्स ने भी करना है, सोसाइटी इज ऑल्सो रिस्पॉन्सिबल, रिलीजियस इंस्टीट्यूशन आर ऑल्सो रिस्पॉन्सिबल, बिकॉज दे ऑल्सो प्ले द सिग्निफिकेंट रोल इन दिस पर्टिकुलर थिंग. सो ए वैल्यू समझना बहुत आसान नहीं है. वैल्यू इज एन आइडिया, सम पीपल से इट इज एन कंसेप्ट एंड इट इज एन इम्पोर्टेंट इन लाइफ. वेन पर्सन वैल्यू समथिंग देन ही सी विल डीम टू बी वर्थ वाइल. नाउ what are the values? Earlier we were talking about satya, ahimsa, paramo dharma. These are the universal values. Kahe kisi ne bola ki chori na karvi. In Gujarati it is said that you have not to steal anything. Chori na karvi. And you have not to so much possessive about particular thing. And jitna aapko jarur hai, usse jyada aapko sangra karna nahi hai. These are the values coming from our original scriptures and till day. But now we don't remember this. Because when curriculum is designed, it is said that curriculum is the expectation of the people from the society. The society ko kya jaruri hai? O hisab se hamara curriculum aata hai. Aur usme values ki system bhi change ho jati hai. To satya, ahimsa, ye to hai hi hai. Truth, beauty and goodness. These 3 values were also there. Then when national policy on education came 86, they started with 10 core elements. They have not given the name, core elements, that is the name given. So entire syllabus should be based on that. And when anything new comes, entire teacher education and entire school education is affected. Because from where to do? I think where university and college people has little less role, I can say. But school education, teachers training is done. They will be oriented about this, that now you have to transact this. These values has to be integrated in your curriculum, whether it is observation of small family norm, is it a development of scientific temper, it is equality of gender, all these things, 10 core elements had come, and now we try to integrate in curriculum. After again 14 years, 15 years, 2001, there was a national curriculum framework. And in that first chapter, chapter number 1, 1.4.1 to 1.4.18, 18 curriculum concerns are given. Now again, teacher's role has changed. Some of the things are repeated, but many other things had come. So again, teacher's role is changing, curriculum is changing, and ultimately teacher's first role, he understands that I have to complete the syllabus. So he will be busy in completing the syllabus, and by that time, he is not able to give enough time for integration of these particular values, because the chapters given, they are not according to that. Teacher is not involved in writing of the chapters or designing of the syllabus. Some third party will be doing. That is another problem with our system, that we are not able to integrate. Now, how to integrate? It is not only school. I can illustrate about myself. I was in one of the hostel during 69 to 74. It was Sir Sayajirao Diamond Jubilee Hostel of our Maharaja, where if you had more than 60%, then admission is possible. I am talking of that time 60% has more value. Today even 95% has no value. So, and then you have to continue your admission. Every year if you are getting first class, then only it will be continued. So, total 160 seats are there. But if few of them have passed, then only every year 24, 25 vacancies will be there. So, it's very difficult. But what was the value system here? We have to get up at 5:10 morning. 5 past 10 minutes morning. We have to prayer at 5:30. Then we have to go for a gym where our physical development is taken care of. Then evening also there is a prayer. And 9:30 all hostel gates will be closed. You cannot move out. You have to participate in distribution of food. You have to go for vegetable cutting also once in a week. So all these values, not from our college or university we achieved, but we achieved from our hostel life. And still it is continued. If you say punctuality, then I acknowledge my hostel that has come from that. When I was Vice Chancellor in Surat, my PA used to call, that's a credit for me. If someone asked that what is the best time to meet your VC, then he said 10:29. Because our university starts at 10:30 to 6:10. He used to say that 10:29 is the best time for meeting the VC. So this is, I have not learned from my curriculum at the mathematics, but this I learned from the hostel. And now we started another hostel of similar fashion. Here we are not supposed to pay anything. It's Fulbright scholar. We have to use khadi. And because of khadi, in university we were restricted like anything. All professor will say that aap diamond hostel se hai. You need to get first class, work hard. If anything is there, come to me. So special respect for that. So that is the hostel. We have another hostel and we are trying to propagate the same ideas there. Where Morarji Bhai Desai was our president, we had a good interaction. We developed communication skill. In the evening, all 162 students will be there in the prayer. And we have a discussion also. So once we requested this communication skill, that is another value nowadays, but they are putting under the jargon of soft skills. So we requested Morarji Bhai to have a cycle stand in our hostel. We know what Morarji Bhai Desai is going to talk. He said, we are admitting here the poor and scholar student. From where you will bring the money for cycle? We were knowing this, that he is going to ask that. So for that, from our hostel to our technology faculty, 4 kilometers, how much is the cost of our bus pass? We have calculated. Then we went to the cycle bazaar and we have taken some bills also. Then we said, within whatever we spend in these 4 years for pass, bus pass, from that we can purchase 3 bicycles. And he agreed. He said, okay, hum cycle stand bana denge. So these were all the culture and values we received from our hostel. So here we have to clean our room at our own. So we learn dignity of labor. We have to sit together. So brotherhood, concept of brotherhood also we, and regularity, punctuality, prayers, and everything, and presentation of skill, all this we learn from our hostel. So hostel also plays a significant role, but depends how and who manages the hostel. Now our new hostel, where 40 students are studying in the similar ideology, But next to that there is one hostel where absolutely paid hostel, where room rent is to be paid, food bill is to be paid. The culture of that hostel and culture of our new hostel, that is absolutely different. So who manages? And nowadays I don't know, sir, Srihari sahab, ki jab paisa dete hain to log aisa mante hain ki you have to take the recovery of that. So they are busy in that. Hum prayer kyun karenge? We won't go. We are paying you. So this, I think, not a good concept has started. So does really education help? I don't know. I will illustrate one thing. When in early 70s, I think, there were some students, I don't remember, they are from Iraq. And they went to our dean, geologist dean was there, and they said, sir, it was February. They were in second year. At the time, there was no semester. And all four students said that, sir, we are leaving your studies and we are going to country. Anybody with surprise and shock that what happened? Because it was second year, February, by the end of April, May, examination will be there, June you will be getting your results also. What this student said from Iraq, you know, into quotes, sir, where we were in primary education, when we were in primary education, we were taught that wherever you are, in any corner of the world, wherever you are, in any corner of the world, but when your country faces crisis, rush to it. When your country faces crisis, rush to it. Sir, ye hume padhaya gaya hai, and we are going, if time permits, things are all right, we will come back and we will get the degrees. Now, this is the role of education. So, we can do it through this. But somehow I had another example also myself, when I was teaching in 1978 or 86 about the small family norms, observation of small family norms. That has been coming in India since, because our population is too high. So it was taught to the student, and entire syllabus was designed in terms of the competencies, that student will be able to state the advantages, disadvantages of small family, nuclear family, all other things. And one student responded very nicely, all the questions, that what are the limitations of a big family, what are the limitations or advantages of small family and everything. He got A grade, highest grade from that. And after 30, 35 years, I met him. He was having four kids. What I was supposed to teach him? Observation of small family norms. He responded correctly. All questions. A grade. And when I met him after 30, 35 years, he is having four kids. So now again there is a difficulty whether education, with education it is possible or not. But only thing, how education is being shaped. Who is managing the education? It depends. So institution ka vice chancellor kon hai, aapka teacher kon hai, that makes the difference in all the institution. Otherwise it is not difficult to go for this, right? So, and for a teacher, I will say three values. It is not there. In this campus I had seen that where we are in the breakfast, everybody will come, okay, sir, what you want, extra kya chahiye? Kuch bhi hai. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I was a bit stressed because my mobile, I was not able to operate one recommendation letter for Allahabad University for my student. Some error was there. I put 8 and it indicates that it is more than 10. Mene bula, mera toh MSC bhi mein bhul gaya ke 8 ko kaise bolte hain, 10 se zyada hai. To ek bula ke sab kya kar rahe hain? Mene bula, this I need. He handled it, he finished it and it has gone positively. So that is care and concern. That I learned from this institution. If it is there in all our institution, I think nobody can stop for going up to excellence. That care and concern should be there, but it is not there. So care, concern. I remember a small example, and after that I will conclude. Ki there was one boy sitting in class 5. He was at the last bench. I don't know when he has taken his bath. He has not combed the hair. And sitting at the back only, and nobody used to bother for him. Nobody has shown any care or concern for this particular boy. New teacher had also come, semester begin in September. This is a foreign example. And all of a sudden Christmas had come. So all students were quite motivated that we will be celebrating the Christmas and we would like to give some gift to our teacher. Now this poor boy has a difficulty what to do. He struggled in the house, found out some sand bottle which is partly used. He went to Sisor and he found out some ships and all other things. He prepared a bracelet and a poor polythene bag he started on the day of Christmas. Everybody started. Teacher was not knowing, and teacher has not taken earlier any care or concern for this boy. But on that day, when he went with the gift, she hugged and kept a hand on head. So that itself, that particular event was so significant for him. Next day he came with the bath. He has changed his clothes. Then madam's care and concern began, which earlier she could have begun. Then she said, what is this? So she, before discussing her, in foreign countries we have a profile, which here also we need. So profile she found that first standard teacher has written that Ted, his name was Ted. Ted is an exceptionally intelligent child. He can do wonders. Second standard teacher had also written, yes, I agree, Ted is an exceptionally intelligent child. He can do wonders. Third standard teacher has written, nowadays Ted is not paying attention in the classroom. They have found out the reason also. Ted mother is suffering from cancer. Ted father has run away with another lady. And Ted grandmother, Nanima, she is looking after the daughter. So when any illness is there in house, entire focus goes there. So that's why Ted was neglected. But this particular teacher, she demonstrated three values, which I always communicated in any seminar. 3 C, care, concern and commitment. She started taking the interest and she had motivated, encouraged, inspired her. And Ted became the doctor one day. At that time, his mother was not there. He found out the address of teacher that, madam, you come, you take the place of my mother, whatever I am today, that is because of you. And she went there, and she has kept that bracelet also, and she wears that. So that is the role of a teacher in terms of the value, care, concern and commitment. If all these three things are there, I think nobody can stop you going to the excellence. And when such good students are there, that is excellence. In India, excellence is measured in terms of teaching, learning, evaluation, research. But in foreign countries, it is the customer satisfaction, clientele satisfaction. Because many universities, they are not funded by any other expert, but it is funded by the old student association. And that is the excellence. So customer satisfaction, placement, all other things. So I always say that we have to go for care, concern and commitment. But that is not seen. In my universities, at least I have visited so many universities, nobody is bothered. A PhD student is submitting the synopsis, his panel is not submitted. Other day in Ludhiana also I heard that 2 years thesis has been submitted, viva is not conducted. If you go and ask the clerk, then sir, examiner has not given the consent. Then I said that what you have done, why you are sitting here? Why can't you call him? So sir, there are thousands of the theses, what to do? Manabala, you are meant for this purpose. So if caring persons are sitting on such a table of important degree PhD, I think half of the problems of university will be solved. But that is not happening, but that's what we are supposed to do, right? So this is what we are supposed to do. And last example, that I don't know whether who can teach, but there was one boy studying in engineering, and his father used to scold him sometimes, that beta, you are not in your room, aap switch off kar do ne, pankha or light. Beta, aap brush karte hain, to tap chalu karke 10 minute tak chalu karte hain. This is not good. Aap thik se karo. Aap beta jaag gaye, sote the, to jara bedsheet sarkhi karke aao, thik karke aao. He doesn't like all these things. But one fine morning, what happened? He completed his engineering and he went for an interview. His number was 18, last number, and 18 candidates were called engineers. Interviews were held on fourth floor, and candidates were supposed to sit on the ground floor. So everything is over, his number had came. I don't know what has happened to his mind, that transaction of his father's thought. Usne dekha ki ye kamre mein to na akela hai, main bhi upar ja raha hun. He has switched off all fans and second floor gaya, wahan usne dekha ki do char tap chalu hai, usne band kar diya. Tisre floor par gaya to dekha yahan to koi baitha nahi hai, chairs astavyast padi hai, usne chair theek karke laga di. Aur finally he went to interview room. And the chairperson of interview said, my boy, you are selected. He was surprised and shocked, sir, why? Entire building is under CCTV camera. We have seen your behavior, that you have a dignity and you have a values, that what we need, this country will need, we have to save energy, we have to, so your care and concern for this nation is appreciated, and that's what he learned from his father. So this is all what is needed. So care, concern and commitment, if three words are there in any university, school and colleges, I think no one can stop us for going to the excellent. And lastly, there was another word also. Spirituality. I was trying a lot because when I was the vice chancellor, I called Dr. Pranav Pandya also. What is spirituality at workplace? And finally, I had come to 7 points. Vishwas hona chahiye paraspar. Teacher ko head pe vishwas hona chahiye, head ko VC par vishwas hona chahiye, and vice versa. Faith. Second is ideal. Hamara koi adarsh hona chahiye. Honesty honi chahiye, pramanikta. Ethics, naitikta honi chahiye. Regularity, punctuality, wo honi chahiye. Then, pratibaddhata, commitment. Commitment for self, commitment for institution, commitment for society, commitment to achieve excellence, and commitment for basic human values. If these are there, that will be the spirituality. This is what we are supposed to do. I think apart from teaching, sometimes we can deviate. Syllabus finishing is not always important, but sometimes along with that, if you feel that it is difficult to integrate, you organize such a forum where you can do this. Open forum once in a week if you organize, that we will be discussing what is harvesting, what is water harvesting, we will do it. And if you can do such things, I think that is the great contribution of education. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother, for sharing your precious views. So I would like to invite next Ms. Dr. Shalini Sinha ji, Director, Technocrats, Institute of Technology, Bhopal, and 27 years of teaching experience, and completed her higher education from Delhi and MPhil from JNU Delhi. And she was also a program director for international BBA and MBA courses of Lancaster University, UK, and Fox Schools of Business, USA. And increases of specializations her specializations are economics and management. She has also been associated with Brahma Kumaris from 2015. So I would like to, Ms. Shalini ji, to sister, please, aap apne views share kare.
Om Shanti. A very good morning. Respected dignitaries on the dais and very respected faculty members as part of the audience. Today we are talking about academic excellence and how to integrate value education. So first of all, let's see what is the objective of academics and excellence. What is academics? What is the ultimate purpose of academics? As I interpret it, academics... what is academics? What is the purpose of academics? What I believe, and what many of you too may be believing, that ultimately it is to prepare the students of today to be responsible citizens for tomorrow. To be part of the economy, to be part of the society, to take the country forward. So for that, today, as we are in a technology-driven era, we are in an internet-driven era, there is no shortage of information, no shortage of knowledge. It is, in fact, there is explosion of information and knowledge. There is more knowledge than what we can absorb constructively and make use of. But what has happened in this technology-driven era is that we have been driven towards materialism, excessive materialism, or bhautikta, bhautikvad mein hum apne mulyon ko kahin chhod aaye hain. We are talking about integrating. This is very sad that we have to talk about integrating values, because values actually should be intrinsic. It is intrinsic in us. Par kahin na kahin is race mein, materialism ki race mein, hum values ko kahin chhod aaye hain. Aur aaj jo youth hai, it is directionless. Our youth today is extremely intelligent, extremely smart, very, very technology savvy, and they have the world of information on their fingertips. But when they behave, when they interact, when they execute their responsibilities and duties, there is much that is desired. And if the youth is not behaving the way it should, then who is responsible? The one who has groomed the youth. So it is us, the parents and the teachers. It is somewhere we have gone wrong in grooming them. And what is wrong in grooming them is that our education has become technology-centric, industry-centric, and we have become, you know, towards, we have started delivering specific products. Our students have become products. They are no longer human beings. They are no longer citizens. And therefore, values have gone away. And hence, we are talking about integrating values. Value education, as I understand from my experience, ye kuch aisa, we should not take it as a separate compartment that has to be developed, that has to be delivered. Maybe if we look up at one who is the epitome of all values, and if we connect with him, that's the simplest way of absorbing the values. And once we absorb the values from the Supreme, we will be able to disseminate. It will be disseminated automatically. And that is what I have learned by with my association with Brahma Kumaris and with Raj Yoga Meditation. Bahut hi aasan aur sundar tarika hai Raj Yoga Meditation apne andar values lane ka aur phir dusron mein impart karne ka. Kuch bhi nahi karna hai, keval Ishwar ko samajhna hai. And it's such a beautiful concept. God is so beautiful and he is so benevolent. Agar hum unko sahi tarike se pehchan jaye aur unse connect ho jaye to sare values apne aap aa jati hain hamare andar. Aur phir wo usko disseminate karna kya badi baat hai. Hum jab chalenge to hamare andar se value niklengi. So students will observe us and they will learn. And that has been my experience. I've been teaching for 27 years in various colleges of Mumbai and Bhopal. And I have, from my experience, I have found out you do not deliver values, you walk and talk the values. Aapke andar, you, a teacher has to be a role model. Agar hum values execute karenge, to bacche sikhenge aur hum jagah unko sikhayenge, to wo nahi sikhenge. They will rebel. Whatever you try to dictate to the students, to the children, they will go against. Par agar main punctual hu apne class ke liye, students will learn punctuality. If I am in time for my lecture, students will also feel ashamed to come late to the lecture. If I am honest in delivering the contents in my lecture, agar main class mein jaakar idhar udhar ki baat karke time pass nahi karti hu, I deliver my subject, student learns punctuality, sincerity, honesty and hard work. And mind you, the youth, they are very keen observers. Wo hame 24 ghante dekhte rehte hain, CCTV camera hai wo. To agar hum usko kar denge apne andar, agar values le aayenge, bacche seekh lenge. Bahut hi aasan tarika hai, bahut beautiful tarika hai, aur rajyog ke jaisa sundar tarika aur koi hai nahi values ko seekhne aur sikhane ka. Rajyog meditation is not only for academic excellence. This makes your life very, very beautiful, very, very simple. It's magical because it is God coming to you. It is God acting on your behalf. And all those things that you have struggled to achieve in your life, it comes normally to you. It just comes. This has been my experience. Whatever I have been working for 27 years, for 24 years, whatever I struggled for, it just flew to me automatically. And I was struck. Ki ye kya hai? Ye kuch magic hai kya? Jis din Bhagwan se jude, us din sab kuch mil gaya. Aur jis, jab ladte rahe us cheez ke liye, to mili nahi. I will not talk about my very, very specific personal experiences, but what I'm talking about is maybe like as a woman professional, you face so many adversities to make your presence felt. There are many of us women sitting here in the professional era, in the professional area. The struggle is there. But once I connected with the God Supreme, everything became beautiful. Family life became beautiful. My relationships became beautiful. My brain became absolutely clear. My memory, and now I'm 55, I do not mind disclosing, my memory had became so faded. Now my memory has become clear. My reasoning has become clear. My decision making has become clear. Rajyoga meditation is just magic. And it is, there's nothing more simpler to learn about than Rajyoga meditation. This is the easiest thing. No model, no concept, no theory, no technology, no principle is easier to learn and practice than Rajyoga meditation. It's very, very simple. You just imagine yourself to be a dot, a source of energy, and you connect with that supreme dot, the source of energy. And there is a linear connection, there is a line which connects, and the energy flows. And then everything becomes beautiful. And it gets disseminated to everyone around you. And that is how I disseminate values. Thank you.
Thank you, Shalini ji, sharing your beautiful experiences. और हमारी सारी सभा भी उस एनर्जी को महसूस कर रही है, आई थिंक. सो वी थैंक यू वंस अगेन. सो नेक्स्ट मैं अभी इनवाइट करना चाहूंगी आज के सत्र के हमारे जो चेयरपर्सन हैं, डॉक्टर श्रीहरि जी. आप केमिकल इंजीनियर, केमिकल इंजीनियरिंग आपने कंप्लीट किया फ्रॉम बिट्स पिलानी एंड पीएचडी फ्रॉम इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ साइंस बेंगलोर. इन हिज टीचिंग करियर एक्सटेंडिंग मोर देन 25 ईयर्स, he has headed institutions and universities for almost half the time as principal, vice chancellor. He was vice chancellor of UPES Dehradun and GD Goyanka University, Gurugram. He is a chartered engineer UK, chartered energy engineer UK and fellow of Energy Institute UK. At present he is a provost at MIT World Peace University at Pune. सो ब्रदर, आप यहाँ पर आप बहुत सुंदर अपने आपके लाइफ के एक्सपीरियंसेस हैं, आप हमारे साथ शेयर कीजिए. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. गुरु ब्रह्मा, गुरु विष्णु, गुरु देवो महेश्वर, गुरु साक्षात परब्रह्म, तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. आई प्रिज्यूम दिस एड्रेसेस ऑल द गुरुज बोथ ऑन एंड ऑफ द डायस who are here to bless me. I was just listening to my earlier speakers and one realization has struck me, that the person who knows the least is made the chairman. So my dear friends, today I am going to present a small thesis on integration of value education for academic excellence. They say you preach what you practice. So I have brought here a small case study of what I think we practice at MIT World Peace University, of which I am a part for last year or so. And I hope to submit it to your judgment whether that is relevant, whether it can be taken forward, whether it makes sense. I was very happy that some of the points which I am going to make have already been covered, which means I can speed up possibly. I'm also happy that I got this opportunity to share this small presentation of a dozen slides or so, so that I can get a feedback for a very young university. We are just 2 years old, but with a legacy of more than four decades, because we were institutions, affiliated institutions, and autonomous institutions which are all been together integrated into a university, and a new thought process has been given by our founder, Dr. Vishwanath Karad, who is also the UNESCO Chair Professor for Peace in India. And allow me to present my case. We adopted sustainable development goals as determined by the UN instead of rediscovering. This is what the entire world has agreed, that this should be the developmental goal for the humanities. So we picked up the goals. There are 17 of them, starting with no poverty. I'm not going to go through the goals till number 17, which is about partnership goals. These are our inspirations. Swami Vivekananda said that union of science and spirituality alone will bring harmony and peace to humanity, and we believe that is doable, and that's what we should be doing. So we have brought in spirituality as part of our day-to-day living. And World Peace University is driven by universal values, ethos, culture and traditions for the well-being of the global society. I think we heard a wonderful definition given by Madam, today's students to become responsible citizens of tomorrow. I think that's what it is. We believe that they need to become part of the global society. We also believe that the best of education without values and ethics is not just meaningless, in fact it is dangerous. And we always take the example of Osama bin Laden, who was a trained engineer, and to what use he put it. I heard examples of nuclear energy and its use and misuse. I think these are the ethos on which the university works. So before I present my case, I want to bring out what values I should be talking about. There is a list on top, which is unity, peace, happiness, hope, humility, simplicity, trust, freedom, cooperation, honesty, courage, love. Almost a dozen values which I found that Brahma Kumaris propagates. That would require at least an hour of a lecture, irrespective whether I am capable of doing that or not. So I picked up the universally accepted values which are written here: the trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and the last one, citizenship. In trustworthiness, we believe it's about honesty, integrity, reliability, and loyalty. Respect is all about civility, courtesy, and decency, including tolerance. Responsibility is about accountability, pursuit of excellence, diligence, perseverance, continuous improvement, self-restraint, and so on. Fairness is all about the process, impartiality, equity. Caring, obviously compassion, citizenship, that of the world citizenship, and the community citizenship. Now, how do I apply this to education? So I thought I need to define what is education. There were many wonderful definitions, but I have picked this one because it's been haunting me for almost a decade. It says, education is what is left after you finish college. The first time I read it, almost a decade ago, I thought this is a very cynical description of education by a person who believes he didn't learn anything much, and then that's what is the education. But as I grew, both in terms of wisdom, my information started getting converted into wisdom, I have had many explanations to this, and I realize that this is a very poignant definition of education. One example I'll share with you. There was a time when me, my friend, his family and our families, we all went to see a movie. After we came out of a movie, my friend's younger son, who was 7-8 years old, he was still fighting the villains on the way back. The older girls were thinking of romancing the hero. Our wives were discussing issues that developed between the relatives, the saas, bahus, nanans, etc. in the movie. And me and my friend, we were trying to have a laugh about the comic scenes in the movie. I realized that is what was left after a 3-hour movie for all of us. And this is what whoever was the author of this definition of education, that is what is left after you finish college. It's the experiences. So what we need to teach is through essentially experiences. And this is what we attempt. I don't think I'll spend too much time on this slide. We call it the knowledge cycle. We need to generate knowledge, that is, do research. We need to disseminate knowledge, that's our major job, that's the teaching. And more importantly, we also need to apply knowledge for societal benefit as a university. And we have created a target for ourselves that 25% for the other two, and 50% of our job would be research. Naturally, sir, you did point out that people who pay look for services and they demand services. All the money that a private university can generate is through the teaching process, and you must give it maximum importance. Now, how do we apply this in an experiential way? Trustworthiness, honesty, integrity, reliability, and loyalty. How do I want to see it in a university system? I think it all starts from the admissions process. If the students do not feel that the admission process itself is trustworthy, they will not have any trust in what you are trying to tell them. I'm not talking of just purely meritocracy. In today's world, there are reservations, there are many channels. But what is important is if you display all these channels transparently and conduct your admission process through these channels, I'm sure the students will have tremendous amount of faith in your organization, in your university. There has to be trustworthiness amongst faculty, management, and student interactions. This is very, very important. Quite often we feel that while teacher-student relationships are still at a reasonably high level of morality, high level of trustworthiness, because students are still trusting, quite often the relationships are soured between management and teachers. There is mistrust everywhere, and that mistrust invariably gets transmitted even to the students. What is most important is universities should have a student focus and create an environment of trustworthiness, so students also believe that wherever they go and whatever they become, trustworthiness is a very, very important aspect of that. Create transparent systems, say what you do and do what you say, is a very, very important part of it. We have adopted academic empowerment for this trustworthiness, which constitutes teachers being held responsible for everything, teachers being given responsibility for anything, teachers being given responsibility for empowering the teachers, for defining what they want to teach, of course, with the consent of the peer group and the board of studies, etc., etc. The system of board of studies, academic council, board of management, we have brought in student representation so that they understand that what these people are trying to do is with a certain thought process and they start valuing it. They disseminate what transpires in a board of studies meeting down to their friends, colleagues, and they have a greater respect. Administrative decisions also, we decided that it should have student members. You want to debar a student, you want to academically punish a student. If student members are part of those committees, there is tremendous amount. In fact, you would be surprised, the students' members come out with creative solutions to many academic problems which we try to solve based on what we have been doing for decades together. There are a few other statements which all of us are now adopting to. Sharing outcomes of a course, sharing rubrics well in advance. You need to share with the student, look, if you do these things, if you learn these things, that's what is going to get you grades. Instead of surprising him that you have not studied and you're not getting grades, because students also have their own understanding of what they want to study, what they need to study, and it's very important to clarify them. And of course, bring in the alumni inputs to show that your alumni trusted you and they are doing well, so you are probably trustworthy. I think this trustworthiness is very, very important to establish in a university system. Respect, I think it's very important to show respect. Respect your students, respect your teachers. I've been a vice chancellor, so to other principals and vice chancellors, please do respect your teachers, because the fight is inside a classroom where 40, 50, 60 students and the teacher are struggling for at least an hour, and what they can do there, nobody else from outside can help it. So that should give you tremendous respect for student, teachers and students. We have introduced what we call peace studies. In this, there is yoga, daily meditation. It's not enough to experience everything values, but you also need to tell them that these are the values which you are experiencing. So we thought we should create this peace studies. We have in that biography studies. Each student who enters the university, whether he is doing engineering, law, management, liberal arts, has to go through what we call peace studies, has to do certain amount of yoga, certain daily meditation, which is not more than 5 minutes, which is mandatory. The moment everybody comes into the class, the teacher and the students together go through that meditation. And we have seen tremendous, wonderful effects. There are complaints that students don't even wish their teachers these days. In MIT World Peace University, at least till 3 p.m. in the afternoon, because they have done that meditation, they all look into your eyes with lot of respect and wish you, whether it is good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And that's a great transformation. Sitting in a city of Pune, which is an urban city where, you know, our cities are known for people not caring for the next door neighbor, I think it's a wonderful transformation. We want to establish greater respect, so we have created co-teachers. This is a pedagogical modification, but then show to the students that there are two teachers teaching the same subject and how they are able to respect each other, but at the same time, perhaps in some of the courses like management, they are able to even put forward a contrary view on the same topic which is being discussed. Gender sensitization is a very major issue. I was struck by Madam getting emotional about gender discrimination she has faced. I'm sure most of the ladies here have not only faced but continue to face, because our society has become very gender discriminatory. While politically correct, we do not speak of it, but in our minds, I'm sure there is a tremendous change which is still required. Creating a uniform for all students to wear on every Monday, does create a sense of belongingness and perpetuates respect. One thing we follow every evening is when the university unfurls the flag, the national flag, whoever, wherever you are, maybe on the road, maybe on the grounds, you can see the flag from anywhere in the campus. There is a signal which is given and everybody stands still and looks towards the flag, giving respect to the flag being unfurled at the end of the day. And the same respect is given early in the morning, except that the morning flag hoisting, there are very few people, but evening flag hoisting, there are a lot of people. In fact, our campus is a place where a lot of outsiders come for an evening walk, and even these people follow that experience, and they feel very proud to be standing still when the national flag is being unfurled. Third point is responsibility. I think responsibility is a very, very important thing. Responsibility of a teacher, a lot has been said so far. With some I agree, with some I beg to differ partially. What has happened is there is one generation of students who were not given values and they have become our parents. So it's probably inappropriate to expect those parents to give values now for our current students. I always, when I talk to my faculty members, see, between you and the student, who is more responsible? And the answer always comes, I am. So whether learning is happening or not, who is responsible? The teacher. 100 times you ask the question, 100 out of 100 times, it's always the teacher. If the student has become wayward, teacher has to take responsibility and has to tell him, look, you have become wayward and you need to change. So we have a student counseling system. We have created mentoring system. I'm sure many universities have this system. Every 15 students has a mentor who has to monitor them, not just academically, which is a small part of it, but what else happens in his life outside of the classroom. We need to, as universities and as faculty members, take responsibility for skills and livelihood of the students, the livelihood which for which they are being prepared. I'm not saying we should get them jobs. I'm not saying we should encourage only entrepreneurship. We should tell them that we are part of this society. For its survival, society has sufficient jobs available. There are jobs to be done. Jobs are always available. Unfortunately, if you start looking for salaries are probably not available. So students need to be taught to search for jobs and not look for salaries. Make individual responsible for performance, diligence, and self-improvement. I think these are the systems which you need to create, and we show to the students, demonstrate to the students that we are improving based on feedback, both internal stakeholders as well as external stakeholders. Fairness process, student empowerment. I think students should have a say in everything that happens on campus. With the millennials, it is believed that the students will be technologically more advanced than the faculty members. They will be teaching you how to use some of the gadgets which you bring in. Evaluation fairness, equity and opportunities. We made sure that all assessments are shared with the students. Even the final exam answer books, you show it to them. There were many objections. Well, the students who fail will demand that they be passed. I said, obviously they will demand, but it's the teacher who can explain to him why he has failed and convince him why he has failed and how he can pass. In fact, we found that some of the students who were on the borderline, due to some university rules, they were declared passed, but the teacher had convinced them so well about going back and reattempting this course so that you can score much better than whatever is the passing criteria you're looking for. So they came back saying, no, we don't want those grace marks. We don't want to clear. Give us the other chance so that we can come back and fight. That is the kind of value experience I have, I'm very proud to share with. Create choice-based credit system. I have another few more slides. I will just wind up. Electives, uniform rules of applications, caring and compassion. Allow me to talk about this for 1 minute. We are already talked about caring and compassion. You can create through student counselors. We have created what is known as a rural immersion, where the students go, practically every student who comes to the university has to spend 3 days minimum. Some of the students get to stay a week in a village, in a poor farmer's house. In India, that is one great thing. We still believe, irrespective of how poor we are, we believe in our guests. We believe Atithi Devo Bhava, and we are willing to share whatever we have with the guests. And our students spend those 3 days in a poor farmer's house. And most of these students are from urban background, from rich families. They understand what poverty is. They understand how people live and how people are still happy. I think there is so much which goes into the caring portion that they understand how to care for each other and how to care. And there are many others which I think I'll skip. People, I'm sure, will read it. And the last one is citizenship. This is being part of a team, being a leader. This is all about citizenship. You must understand that you are part of a team, and by being part of a team, you need to identify and do more than the fair share of the team's responsibility. If there are 5 people and if there is a job, your fair share may be 20%, but you are more capable than others, so you may end up doing 40%, whereas some of the weaker members, we can take up the Sachin Tendulkar example and say, if Sachin Tendulkar had to say, if there are 300 runs are to be made, I'm only one of the 11 batsmen, so I'll make my 30 and come out, I don't think we would have won any of the matches. I think we need our students to understand, learn and appreciate that I am a very important part of this society wherever I am. And I have to take up more than the fair share of my duties and my contribution for global competitiveness. Now, how these values attribute to academic excellence, I just have a small definition. It has been wonderfully defined by my predecessors. Academic excellence is about demonstrated ability to perform, achieve and excel in scholastic activities. Achieving probably high grades, superior performances, etc. But what is important is academic excellence is more than just making good grades. Academic excellence is maximum development of your intellectual capabilities and skills in service to humanity. It is that in service to humanity which brings in all values which can help you put it in service to humanities. My thesis, my dear friends, is we don't have to look for integrating value education and academic excellence. Academic excellence by definition is all value education. So with that, I submit this small thesis for your consideration, and I believe I have completed this set of my presentation. I would like to end with what we consider it as world peace prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamujyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This, people believe, is also a definition of infinity which was known to us. But I think this is much more pertinent than just defining infinity. It talks about everything, spirituality, God, human beings, etc., etc. And from World Peace University, wishing the whole world peace. Thank you very much for allowing me to be part of this.
Thank you, brother, the wonderful initiative you are doing in your university. So very nicely said. And अभी हमारा ये सत्र यहाँ पर ही हम conclude करते हैं. So अभी मैं बहनों से अनुरोध करूँगी कि हमारे जो स्टेज पे सभी गेस्ट उपस्थित हैं, आप सीमा दीदी आप सभी को स्वागत देंगे. स्टेज के जो सभी गेस्ट हैं, सर्वप्रथम डॉक्टर श्रीहरि जी.
प्राप्त कर